The Gemara in the Doron speaks about the halachas and the significance of Bikkur Cholim, how it takes part of the Choli away, and what a significant chesed is, and so on, and that the Shechina rests at the foot or at the head of the Chola. So the Rambam in Perek Yudalit from Hilchos Avil begins Mitzvahs Aseh Shel Divreihem Levaka Cholim. And so on. And then, so the Ram says it's a Seshir Devreim. And then he says, he concludes that even though it's only Drabonon, but it's included in the Mitzvah Yerais if you have to Lecha Kamocha. The Ram says, "Afa pishu kol mitzvus elam edivreim harehim bechlal v'yahavta l'recha kamocha." So, what does the Rambam mean? He contradicts himself. He says that it's only drabanan, it's only midrabanan, but it's included v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. So then it's diraisa. So the Rav explained that all these different things, bikecholim nicham avelim l'vias hames hachnosis kal and so on. They are all a part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Yahavta L'recha Kamocha. But there's no specific maisa ha-mitzvah. Bikkur Cholim and the others as listed, Chazal made it into a specific maisa ha-mitzvah. So, and the nafkamina the Rav said is that if it was just included Yahavta L'recha Kamocha, so if you do it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. There's no particular maisa ha-mitzvah. But on the Drabonu level, the Bikkur Cholim, there's a specific Maisa Mitzvah. And the Rav said that the Nafka Mina is for Oisip Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. That now, with Drabonu, since there's a specific delineated Maisa Mitzvah, so that's considered, that will part to you from another Mitzvah, because you engage Oisip Mitzvah, you engage in the Mitzvah, and that's the Maisa Mitzvah, and therefore you'd be part from another Mitzvah.